Hey, come on, don't you want to speak to Dad?
You were thinking about having it in 6 months.
Yeah, right, but I thought that Dad would be released in 6 months.
Well, then think that he still hasn't been released.
There is no way that I can think like that, Mom. We talked about it. At the very least, we can still set a date.
Give me some time. I'll see to that.
Time? Time for what? That situation is clear. I don't have any expectations from him.
You say that now, but he is a father. You are his only son. Don't you know what he has in mind for your wedding, his dreams?
Exactly, as you say, dreams. I have to wait till Dad gets a job so he can earn money for what? So he can throw a wedding in the best hall in Tehran? He might as well say, hey, I don't want to give you a wedding.
Quiet now, he'll hear you.
No, he won't.
You can see what your dad is going through. He's having a hard time because he doesn't have any work. I can't talk to him now.
Look, it's his own fault. Work is there for him. You know I've asked him to come to the shop more than once.
If you were in his shoes, would you go? What, with a position he had 5 years ago? Do you really think it's so easy to go and be an electrician's apprentice?
Mom, the past is the past. That's how it is. No question about it. He's got to come to terms with it. You taught me that yourself.
That's true, but we had 5 years to adapt to our new reality. However desperate we were, we accepted the circumstances, and now we're used to it. You have to give him a chance, but your father still has his dreams. We thank God, too. We have to help him through.
What are mother and son talking about?
God bless you, dear.
Thanks a lot.
Nemo's on his own in the shop. He can't go on like this. He's been offered a job doing the wiring in a building, but because there's no one to help him, he's turned them down.
So?
Go to the shop today. I told him, you have a lot of relevant experience. You can help him develop his business.
Okay.
Are you satisfied? Now see if you can keep your dad busy in the shop.
Come on, if you know how to communicate with him, you could have easily brought up the subject of me and Zore.
Not today, on Friday.
Why Friday?
I want to invite everyone around, Zore's mother and father, and I'll get Uncle Reza and Mohsen to come too. Then we can set a date on that same day.
Well, well. Oh, Saeed, finally here. What are you doing?
Listen, Ali, I've come back to uni after a few weeks of being away. So I'm busy. So I don't have time to...
No, I'm glad to see you. I have something to say. I have a surprise for you.
A surprise?
All the time you weren't here at university, I took notes when I was attending all the classes. And I went ahead and copied them for you.
Tell me, why are you so good, Ali?
What I want to say is that during this time, I always thought about you.
I know what you want to say. So tell me, where's the result of all this effort?
I got a copy at the publisher's and I left it with your cousin. I thought I might not see you and she could get them over to you.
Yeah. You see, Ali, you're not up to this. And this isn't a good time for messing people about, okay? Okay?
Go get them from her.
Hello.
Well, Saeed, hello. Welcome back here.
So Ali said that you have something to give me?
Yes. It's on its way now.
What's going on here?
Good news.
So then you lied. Listen, Ali, that's not nice. You are religious. It's not nice to lie.
It's good you know that, but still lie. Look, Saeed. If you don't do what I asked you to do, we won't have anything to do with each other again.
What are you talking about, dude? I told you not to involve me in these childish games. Well, you got it, brother. This Ali Sabur is a one of a kind. No one like him. Godly, devout, pious, honest, a model of righteousness. In fact, he hasn't made one mistake in his life. Is that okay? Anything else? Let me know, because I'll tell her everything. Don't hold back.
Just get to the point.
Come on, give me a break.
Saeed, sometimes telling only half the truth is like telling a lie. Look, man, just say one word. The reason I didn't like that woman. You seem to be the only one who knows.
I don't remember anything.
All my notes from the classes you didn't attend.
Now I'm starting to remember.
Come in. This is Nima and his dad's shop. It's a limited company.
You might as well say that Mosin's branch is run by his apprentices.
My days of apprenticeship are over, Dad. Look at me, I've become my own boss.
Well done. You're your own boss. I never thought my son would end up playing with bits of wire and things. My attitude belongs to the old days, though. Now this shop is more than we can expect. Who does this belong to?
Well, I'm renting it. Well, I'm not, but Uncle Mosin is.
Very good. And you can earn the rent?
At first, no. See, I was just starting up, and I didn't really know too much. That is, until Uncle Mosin came here and taught me.
Good for you, your Uncle Mosin, who has nothing better to do than look after the poor and all the downtrodden. You were saying you're doing okay now?
Sure. There's living expenses and a little bit that I've put aside.
How much savings? If it's not a secret, that is.
Oh, Dad, what secret? About 7 or 8 million.
Well done. Indeed, 7 or 8 million tamen.
Although if you join me, we'll earn more than that. God willing, after our wedding, what I want to do is to rent a big place near your house.
God willing. Right. Explain to me.
Mel, what can I tell you? On this side are all the energy-saving bulbs. Over there are the sockets and switches. Over here, electronic parts. You got the price written underneath everything.
Okay, then. I got it. What do you want me to do now? Oh, no. Let me guess. I stand right here and stare at the door until a customer comes in, and then suddenly a little boy comes in and I ask him, "What do you want, son?" Then he says to me he would like 2 meters of lead cable and a light bulb for his handicraft. I take the light bulb from the shelf and put it in his hand and take the money. This will be my first sale. Do you think I can handle something this difficult? Do you?
Come on, Dad, please. Mom told you all about this. This shop isn't open for more than an hour a day because I have to go to the building site. But if we keep the place open, we'll get a lot of work and our sales will go way up.
Oh, I am convinced.
You mean?
I mean that I will stay here and you can go to the building site.
Okay. But first let me make you a cup of tea, and then I'll go.
I'll make it myself. You go do your work.
If you need me, just call me on my cell. I can be here at the most in half an hour. See you soon, Dad.
God be with you.
Thanks so much for these notes, but they're no good for me anymore.
No problem.
How much did you pay for the copies?
Never you mind.
I want to pay for them.
I'll give it to someone else and get the money from them.
You probably won't find someone more unfortunate than me.
Then take it.
Ellie, I'm telling you, there's no point. I flunked 3 courses because of poor attendance. I was just notified.
What subjects have you flunked?
Doesn't really matter. I've given up on them. By the way, Ali, Rehana knows that thing between you and that girl wasn't serious. So are we even now?
Saeed, wait, I want to talk to you. I want a phone number from you.
The girl in the second year? Just joking.
Nima, that is your cousin. I want to talk to him.
Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me, is Mr. Zamani here?
Your name, please?
I am Karimi.
Please wait a few seconds.
Thank you very much. Has something happened?
I appreciate your concern and persistence.
I'm happy to hear you appreciate that.
But at the same time, your behavior surprises me.
Well now, a person like me who is very particular and different causes surprise.
No. My surprise is that with all your care and persistence, you couldn't handle your own son.
I don't know. Maybe because you were most successful in your relationship with your daughter. But I've come here to get an answer to my question.
Let me put your mind at ease. My daughter went to her mother overseas 40 days ago, so far away that she is now out of reach of both your son and me.
Oh, thanks very much, Mashrahim. Put a couple of the crispy bits aside for us. Today, I want to talk about a real man. A man who gave a hooligan who challenged him such a clout, such a whack in the pie hole that he couldn't get up afterwards. Anyway, I want to sing a song for our Saeed. You, mate, you stand just there. Stand there. Okay, you can sing along if you want. I want to show my talent. My chance to shine is now. Right.
Vatanım hevatunum hecum abi hecum daha ses ediyor. Vatanım hevatunum hecum abi hecum abi hecum abi. Pare cum ateş gerek marto de xavi marto de xavi marto de xavi. Sarkaşım de hona şu kavaş vurda çimavre vurda çimavre vurda çimavre vurda çimavre vurda.
Ya var. You are holding a concert in this kitchen.
They told me to sing, and I got carried away with myself, I guess. I'm really very sorry.
Listen carefully. Is there anyone who is not happy here? Anyone who thinks their salary is too low? Or I'm mistreating them?
What's happened, Miss Lila?
The door's open. I won't stand in the way of anyone who wants to leave. But anyone who wants to work here must work properly. From cooking, to delivering, to customer service, and the accounts. Everything must be done properly. I said this so you all pay attention to your work.
What does she mean?
How do I know? Every now and then she gives the same kind of speech, but this time it was aimed directly at me.
But why you?
This morning I told her my dad's ill and I have to go and see him, and her face changed. I mean, I only have one dad. I either have to leave him or my job.
What's wrong with your dad?
He's ill. Poor thing is in pain. He has to have an operation.
Okay, let's go.
I want to come and visit your dad. Which hospital did you say he's in?
He'll be released in a few days. Thank you. I don't want to trouble you.
Saba Catering Service, can I help you?
Hello? Right now? Okay, I'll come. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
I'll be back soon.
Yes, I understand. 100 meters from the crossroads. Yes, of course, Haji. Yes, Hadj, no problem. Cheers, thanks, God bless you. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello?
I am Ali Saburi, the son of the late martyr Hossein Saburi.
Hossein Saburi? My God, look at you, how much you've grown. God bless your father's soul. Sit down, welcome. How come you came to see me? Are you friends with Nima?
I am more friends with Saeed because we study together. A few hours ago, I spoke to Nima. I wanted to talk to you, and he told me to come here.
I see.
My father had many friends, and I'm now friends with some of their sons.
Yes, very good. So how are things with you? Your mother? Your family?
I'm studying agriculture at university, and my mother's a teacher. You see, a while ago it was the anniversary of my father's martyrdom, and Mr. Rezi Karimi and Mr. Mohsen Karimi were there. You were abroad, I hear.
So then I was missed.
I'm always looking for the opportunity to talk with my father's friends. I'm gathering his memoirs. Maybe one day I might write a story.
That is good. So tell me, how can I help you?
Mr. Mohsen said you have a lot of memories of my father.
So Mohsen told you to come and see me?
I know I'm taking up your time, but he said you were with him right up to his martyrdom.
What do you want to know?
Whatever you know about him, Mr. Farhad. I was only 2 when he passed away. I want to know everything possible about him.
Your father was a good man. God rest his soul. I don't know how he lived, but he died well, that's all.
That's it? Would you like me to come back at another time?
No, there is no need. I have told you all I know. You see now, Ali, your father lived in a different time. A time when everyone honored their beliefs and had different outlooks. But that time is over now. And now it is your time. A time to live. The people of that time have all gone underground, and they have taken with them their beliefs. Searching for memories of that time won't help you now. Get on with your life.
Excuse me, sir. I don't mean to offend you, but I think the ideals my father gave his life for were not restricted to a time or period. It was for goodness, defending one's country, what's right.
You are right. But remember, try not to forget these things, and be more like your father.
I think I may have troubled you, sir.
No, not at all. I was happy to see you. Take care now.
You're a thug now, are you? So you go fighting with your dad now, huh? Didn't I tell you not to show me up in front of Davood?
Show you up? What are you talking about? They're going to kill my dad. I couldn't leave him, could I? And you weren't there to see how big Davood's cronies were. They had legs like tree trunks, like the one near my house. I'm telling you, as big as that. But me and my father, we brought them down. Oh, come on, so what? All the dirty money's taken. It was just a fight. Big deal.
I don't even give a damn about them. I'm not even thinking about them.
So what is it, then?
It's what was supposed to and what was. I thought Uncle Farhad would come out of prison and back me up. In front of your dad, but he's got me in a vice.
Wait a minute. He told me and my dad to leave you alone and that he'd give you the money back himself. What, was he having us on?
He doesn't have any money. He's given me some time to get the money together.
So can I do anything for you?
I don't expect anything from you, but I don't want to sell our shop anyway.
No worries, I'll think of something.
Like what, then?
Come on, we'll find a way, don't worry.
You're gonna peddle for the restaurant now, huh? Tell me something. Didn't your dad find out about the restaurant thing? You still go there now?
I sure do, I got his permission.
What for, then? That poor guy sold his car and gave your part of the money.
Whatever.
Whatever? Listen to me. You can't stand the sight of that place at first, but now you can't tear yourself away.
Well, you know.
Well?
Yeah.
Well, tell me then, who is it? It's not that receptionist, is it?
You mean you know her?
I told you, didn't I? I bought food from there a few times before.
Oh, you dog.
Mother, we bought this. Do you like it?
Who's it for?
It's for Father.
It's very expensive.
With the SIM card, it costs around 300,000.
Whose idea was it?
Well, we were thinking about what Dad would possibly like, so I thought to get a mobile.
Thanks very much. It was very nice of you.
But just one thing, Mom. Could you please give it to him yourself?
Why me? You give it to him. They're back. Take it away.
There you go, Dad.
Thanks a lot. Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Hello.
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 Hello, hard-working father and son.
I can't work under these conditions.
Why not?
Hard work, low salary. This is no different than slavery.
He's only joking. He doesn't approve of my job.
That job with those earnings can't cover the living expense of one or two people, let alone a family.
Be patient. It was only the first day. It'll get better.
Give it to him.
You give it to him.
Dear father, it's for you.
Look what our daughter-in-law has done.
What is this?
Only something that you really need.
The custom is for the father to give you a present.
There's plenty of time for giving presents.
Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome.
But why a mobile phone?
Everyone has a mobile and SIM card these days. You shouldn't have less than everyone else.
You see, Marcia? Even she has realized that I have fallen behind. She thinks I can make up for it with a mobile phone.
Dad, I never meant to offend you.
It's a bad situation. What you said wasn't.
And now, the end is here. And so I face the final curtain.
Voice of the Hearts, need a ride?
No thanks, Mashrahim.
Said, son, I'll see you later.
Goodbye, Mashrahim.
Boys, don't oversleep tomorrow.
Rest assured.
Yavar, will you drop me off?
Said, look. You're milking me. You love being my friend, don't you? Wait a minute. I want to sing a song for us, Said. I'm going to sing you a song all the way home. In fact, I'm gonna let you hear one of my new songs.
Excuse me. Can I speak to the owner of the place, please?
I've been expecting you for a while, Mohsen. Why you're surprised, but you can't find the answers to your questions by staring. Welcome.
How long has it been since we saw each other?
You tell me.
A long, long, long time. I think I was 21 or 22 years old then. Yeah. Oh my God. But now, Do I look old?
You've changed.
After all these years, we are face to face again. Tell me, seeing each other again, was it planned? Or can we call it fate? Maybe we can call it an accident.
It just happened. Actually, that's all I can say.
I don't get it. You, here in this place, Said.
Just what?
I just realized that unlike me, you weren't surprised to see me.
Not as much as you.
You said you were expecting me. No. You said you were expecting me earlier than this.
Well, I guess that's because I'm one step ahead of you. But just one.
So you've got to know Said. You know he's my son.
That's right.
But you haven't told him anything about how we know each other.
Nothing.
So, how did Said find this place?
Oh yeah, he saw the ad that I put up. That's it.
Oh. Very well. Tell me about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Once I saw your sister's husband, Abbas, in the bazaar. He told me about the death of your husband. May he rest in peace. I was very sorry to hear it. After that, you didn't get married?
No. I didn't get married again.
He told me about your daughter. What was her name?
Sabah.
Yes, Sabah. Is she here now with you?
No, she got married and is living in a different corner of the city. She has a little girl as well.
Ah, really? So you've become a grandmother, huh? I would really love to see them. What is it? Are they okay? Is there a problem?
No. When I heard that your wife had passed away, I was very upset.
It was 5 years ago. After years of pain and suffering.
Actually, I never saw her.
You said you're only one step ahead of me. It seems you know everything there is to know about me.
No, not everything. I know you have 2 sons, an electric supply shop, and you live together with Malzia. And you're going to get married.
Well, this is not a small amount of information. But with a very small alteration.
What?
I was supposed to get married, but it didn't work out.
What is it?
It's interesting.
What?
That Said is the reason for us seeing each other once again.
Tell me, why did you want to speak to the owner of this place?
Well, you probably know that Said and I have conflicting opinions. One was the debt that Said had told you about. The reason for him working here was that debt, although the debt has been paid off. But I really don't know why Said insists on working here. The truth is, I came here to find out why he likes it.
I think I know what the reason is.
That girl that sits in the back?
Vita.
Is she single?
Yeah, but I don't think it's very serious.
You don't know Said. I have a reason to be worried about his behavior.
If you wait a bit, perhaps the problem will be sorted forever.
It would be better if Said doesn't know anything about our meeting here today.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
God bless.
Said, give it! Stop teasing! Said, watch out! You'll break it!
You ask for pocket money, you get cash off of Dad and go and buy these, yeah? You go and buy this rubbish?
What rubbish? I bought them with my savings. It cost me money.
You have savings too, huh?
Said, give it!
Hold on, let me see what you listen to.
You'll break it, Said! Said!
No, it's good. I like it.
Said, your phone! Said, your phone! Hey, dude, your phone is ringing!
Second-rate junk. Hello? Yavar, is that you? Tell me. What? My dad actually came there?
Hello, Molson.
Hello there, Farad. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I want to talk to you for a minute.
As it happens, I wanted to go talk to Marzia. Is she home?
Marzia's not home. I won't take up much of your time. Just wanted to thank you.
After you.
No, please.
Well.
I won't take up much of your time.
You said you wanted to thank me for what?
For still being so concerned about my well-being.
What's going on?
Sabori's son came to see me. I wanted to thank you for that. His face reminded me of Hussein. What he said brought back all the memories of the front line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is a good boy. He's trying to learn more about his father. I thought no one could help him more than you.
Did you really think that? You mean there's no one better than me to tell him about what happened? It has only been a few days since I got out of jail. A guilty criminal who has spent 5 years in prison is the best person...
Listen.
No, you listen. Those 5 years in prison couldn't change me. And you think that by doing this you can change me?
Listen here, Farad. Those memories are now part of your life. An important part that you can't just erase. I understand. I know that you're struggling within yourself.
You have a screw loose, Mosin. You should go see a doctor.
All right. Okay. I don't deny it at all. I thought seeing your wartime buddy's son, someone who spent the last moments of his life with you, might give you something to think about.
Now let me tell you. It was hard, but I succeeded. I succeeded in forgetting all those memories, forgetting all those faces, and I don't want to remember them ever again. Let that sink into your head, Molson. The only thing that is left for me from that time is the piece of metal in my leg. Are you still hopeful I might be reformed?
Tell me, if that piece of metal had bought you fame and fortune, would you still deny your past? If it bought money and opportunities?
Well, for me, it's become a tragedy that won't let me live my life like other men.
No. On the contrary to what you just said, prison has changed you dramatically. Before you went to prison, your past was something you prized and wanted to do business with. Isn't that true?
But now I have changed, Molson. That past has been with me like a heavy burden, and I don't want to carry it with me anymore anywhere. I want to be free from now on.
Have you heard about those whose deeds are like ashes in a stormy day? In a hurricane? Like you!
Haven't you heard about those who are so stupid and incompetent that they hide themselves behind their religion? Molson, I don't want you to worry about me anymore. I don't want you to do anything for me. I don't want you to remind me of my past. Try to understand that.
Molson, but... What's happened, Farhad? What was that you were saying?
Nothing. Every time you ask me what happened, what did I say, you'll have to get used to it.
Hello.
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 Will you tell Dad?
I guess I'll see what happens. It depends.
Where's your dad?
He is in his room.
Auntie, did Father say anything to you?
I've just gotten home myself.
You must have done something to make you so worried.
Shut it.
Okay.
Brother.
Yes. Come in.
You argued with Farhad again today. What is this thing that I'm not allowed to know about? Why are you at each other's throats?
Then maybe you should have asked him.
He says it's just ordinary talk.
So it may be just that, my dear sister.
I swear to God, I'm frustrated. The way he talks, the things he does, making fun of Nima in his shop. I don't know what to do anymore.
Listen, Marzia. Farhad's problem is that he really hates me. And you don't realize that.
Why on earth would he hate you?
How on earth do I know? What's important is for Farhad to find some kind of peace. He shouldn't see me.
What do you mean?
Please excuse me, Marzia. I think maybe you should start finding another place to live.
You're right, brother. Yes. From the beginning, we weren't supposed to stay here, but I...
Please don't get upset. I'm saying this for Farhad's sake.
No, brother. Why should I be upset? All the kindness you've shown me, I... Well...
Marzia.
Farhad is my problem, too. I tell him we're just two people. Nima will go live his own life. A small house is all we need, I said. But all he thinks about all the time is our old place. He keeps going to that neighborhood and stopping outside that house. What should I do?
Very well. Just forget it, okay? I made a mistake. I'll make sure he doesn't see me much. Okay, so don't cry, please. Don't cry. Please don't cry, Marzia. Forget about what I said. Marzia, where are you going? I want to talk to you. I have some unbelievable news.
What?
I saw Layla today.
Layla?
Yeah.
Layla Moshir?
Yes. Layla Moshir.
I've put all the family numbers on your phone, but we gotta go soon. We got a lot of stuff to do, Dad.
Thanks a lot. You go. I have to go and see one of my friends.
Okay, so I'll leave you the car then.
No, I don't want it.
All right, so if you want to come, call me and I'll come and open the shop for you then. Don't jump to conclusions so quickly, Dad. God willing, our sales will be better today.
For sure. For sure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You were upstairs for a long time.
I was talking to Mohsen earlier.
About what?
About the past.
So he didn't listen to my advice. What did he say?
He saw Layla last night.
Layla?
Yes. She's opened a restaurant right here in Tehran. Saeed works with her too.
Saeed is working with Layla?
He went there by chance. Saeed doesn't know who Layla is.
Saeed!
Leave it.
Saeed!
Scott!
It's serious!
Meaning what?
Dad wants to talk to you and he's very upset. What have you done, Saeed?
Why? What did he say?
Father said to me to tell you not to worry at all. He's not going to do anything to you. He's in the kitchen having breakfast now. Saeed, seriously, I was just on my way to school when I saw Uncle Farhad. He wants to see you. Don't sleep.
Vahid, the pillow.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello. I say, the place you work at, are you the manager there?
Yeah, how did you know?
I saw you sleep in late. A person who goes to work has to get up early to get ready.
No, our work is different.
I know that it's different. Work in a restaurant starts just before noon. As it happens, I'm looking for work as well.
Okay, I'll ask around.
I wanted to know if the restaurant business is any good.
Oh, good. It's no good for you at all.
No, I'm thinking about opening a food place, like a traditional restaurant, or maybe a fast food place. It's been a dream of mine.
Uh-huh, right. Well, the place where I work is a catering service. Seems the earnings are not bad.
Uh-huh. And how did you find work there?
Sasan told me about it.
You mean Sasan introduced you to the management?
Well, he didn't introduce it. He saw an ad in the newspaper, told me, and I went there.
Uh-huh.
Well, as it happens, I have a similar plan, and we have the place for it, too.
What?
A restaurant.
Uh-huh. It's a good idea. Don't be late.
Very well. Uncle, I wanted to say something to you about Sasan's debt.
Yes?
That he already paid off the debt.
What do you mean he paid off his debt?
I mean he paid me back in full.
And just when did he do this?
It was a little while ago, but I didn't want to say anything in front of my father. There he is.
Hello.
Hello. Why shouldn't your dad know about this?
I'll tell him at the right time, Uncle.
What better time than now? Saeed has a lot of things to say. For instance, he was just telling me that Saeed has paid off all of his debt.
که من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو جا چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره. داری از دست من میری، با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری. دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده، مگه میزار دلتنگی، مگه گگه امون میده.
مریضم کرده تنهایی، ببین حالم پریشونه. من اونقدر عشق میریزم که برگردی به این خونه. حسابش رفت از دستم، شبایی را که بیدارم شاید از گریه خوابم با درو رو باز، درو رو باز میذارم. نمیترسم مگه گاهی دامون بیاثر میشه، همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه. تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دار، که من تو از تو چشماشو